From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Thursday, December 20th. Look for some widely scattered rain showers early, then a brief respite from the rain, only to see it redevelop later this afternoon. Could see some gusty winds as well, and a high around 50. Jefferson County's Drug Task Force made several arrests during a warrant sweep in Mount Vernon yesterday. In all, 8 individuals from Mount Vernon were taken into custody. Mount Vernon police say they are seeking 7 additional suspects. Those arrested were on various drug warrants that resulted from multiple investigations during the past year. A Hamilton County man will spend 65 years behind bars on a murder conviction in Williamson County. State's Attorney Brandon Zanotti says 38-year-old Jack Thomas was convicted in May in the murder of Michael Reed of Marion. Reed was shot to death in April 2015. Thomas was arrested in Carmi a few days later. A Williamson County jury deliberated for about 2 hours before reaching the guilty verdict. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says preliminary findings of her office's investigation into the Catholic Church are shocking. The 6 dioceses in Illinois have publicly identified 185 clergy members accused of child sexual assault. But Attorney General Madigan says her office has identified at least another 500 potential cases, many of which were never investigated.
First-time allegations were almost never taken seriously. The church didn't investigate if the priest was dead. They didn't investigate when the priest had left the country. They didn't investigate if the survivor wanted to remain anonymous.
Madigan says her office has received about 300 calls, emails, and letters regarding clergy abuse since her investigation began in August. Republicans in the Illinois House say raising the state's gas tax is a bad idea. There's been talk of increasing the state gas tax to help pay for road construction projects by as much as 30 cents a gallon. But Representative Alan Silicorn of Crystal Lake says lawmakers should wait and see if an infrastructure program develops at the federal level first.
Rushing into a massive tax hike is a mistake. Fuel prices are already very low. It's a welcome Christmas gift to consumers. The last thing we need are the Grinch of Springfield taking away that savings from consumers.
Others note how badly the state needs the money for bridge and road repairs and point out the gas tax hasn't been increased in nearly 3 decades. Well, Illinois is continuing to lose population. That's according to a new census estimate that was out yesterday. Brian Mackey has details.
The Census Bureau says for the year ending in June, Illinois lost population at a rate of 0.35%. To put that in English, that's a decline of about 3.5 people for every 1,000 Illinoisans. The figure includes every way that Illinois could gain or lose people: births and international immigration on the positive side of the ledger, deaths and domestic migration on the negative. And that last one is what really stings. People moved elsewhere in the U.S. at a rate approaching 9 per 1,000. Only New York State and Alaska had higher rates. All that said, it's important to realize what the census data doesn't say, and that's why people are leaving. One interest group immediately blamed last year's tax increase, but that's a political point not covered by the data. I'm Brian Mackey.
And the American Red Cross says there remains an urgent need for blood in southern Illinois. Red Cross officials say blood platelets are especially important this time of year. Several blood drives are scheduled for tomorrow throughout the region: in Carbondale at the University Mall, in Murfreesboro at the VFW Post, in DuCoin at the VFW Post, in Heron at Heron Hospital, and in Marion at the Walmart. All of those blood drives will begin at 1 o'clock and run until 6 p.m. tomorrow. Weather-wise today for your Thursday, widely scattered rain showers early, then we'll see kind of a decrease in rain shower activity. Cloudy skies, looking for rain to redevelop later this afternoon. Also, we'll see some gusty winds as well out of the north-northwest. Chance of rain right around 70%. We'll see rain continuing during the overnight hours. Look for low tonight of 35. Winds will remain out of the north-northwest. Then tomorrow, we'll start the morning off again with some rain showers, then mostly cloudy and windy throughout the rest of the day. Cooler as well. We'll see a high tomorrow of 38. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.